Hello and welcome back to the Lawn Hustle. I appreciate you listening to the show today. This is January the 1st, 2025. It's the first day of the year. It is a day of new beginnings, new opportunities. And I appreciate the freshness of a new year. And I want to wish all of my listeners a very happy new year. And I hope this year brings you much happiness, success, and I wish you health in the 2025 year. I want to thank all of my listeners and my subscribers and my followers. I appreciate all those who have left me a 5-star review on Apple Podcast and a nice rating. Let me read a couple of these reviews. One follower says, "This show is the real deal. Andy is the most transparent in the industry. This show is entertaining and is packed full of insights to further your lawn care business." Another one says, "Easy to listen and very inspiring." Another one says, "Very informative and good stuff." And Faust Mowing says, "I love what you've done so far. Look forward to every new episode. Keep up the great work. If you find value in my podcast and you like to listen, go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a 5-star review and a kindly worded review. I would appreciate it. I appreciate your support. On this New Year's Day podcast, I have my wife with me today as a guest. This is our second podcast together. We did a Christmas podcast, and now we're doing a New Year's Day podcast. Happy New Year, babe. I appreciate you being on the show.
Happy New Year.
As we close out 2024 and we've ushered in 2025, I've spent some time reflecting over the course of the last year where our business is compared to where we want it to go. And I've graded myself under several different criterias. And I have found when I reveal areas that need to be improved, it helps me set goals for my business, for my personal life. And as I was grading myself in my business, I came up with a word that I want to be the guiding word of my business in 2025. And that word is intentional. I realize I'm here for a purpose, on purpose. And I want to be intentional in every area of my life. Number one, intentional in my relationship with God. I want a closer walk with Him. The scripture said, "If you draw nigh unto me, I will draw nigh unto you." But that closeness is predicated on what I do. If you draw nigh, I will draw nigh. So I want to be intentional in my relationship with God. I want to be intentional in my relationship with my family, my wife, my children, my brothers, my sisters, my mother. She will be 92 this year. And I'm so thankful that I still have her with me. She has been a rock, a fortress in my life, and I appreciate her. I appreciate my wife and all that she does for our family, how hard she works. She is a public school educator and has been for 19 years, teaching first grade. And the elementary school, the kindergarten teacher, the first grade teacher, they are the first ones that start to shape and form their students. And I've heard what is done in those formative years will set patterns and habits that will last that student throughout their entire education experience. So I appreciate what my wife does. And with my word being intentional, can I ask you, Missy, what is your word for 2025?
Hi. So I want to back up a little bit and talk about how I got my word. I do believe that when you pray, God send you a word or send you a scripture, he will do that. And so I was asking God to send me a scripture last week, and I started reading a book called Believing God by Beth Moore. And chapter one, very first page that I was reading, we were talking about our belief systems, and it's talking about God meant for his children to succeed. And God stated unapologetically in Joshua 1:8 that conditions exist under which then you will make your way prosperous and you will have success. And so I thought, wow, because I had just prayed for God to give me that scripture. And so I want to read the whole scripture because she just talked about part B of it. But the first part says, so I looked it up. I had to do a whole study on it. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. And I believe that we should meditate on his word. And the only way to meditate on it is to first to get in it and to let it wash over you, let it soak in your mind. And then it says, be careful to do everything written in it. So there is a prerequisite to this second part, the B part. And that is, then you will be prosperous and successful. And so I thought, God is going to give me my word through his word. And so my word then is prosperous. And I got to thinking about that because I don't know if your listeners remember, if you remember a few years ago, there was a prosperity message that, you know, if you love God, you're going to be rich and you're going to have BMW and you're going to have all these, all the bling and all of that. And I don't necessarily believe in that message as it is, that if we serve God, that he's our genie or anything like that. But I do believe that if we totally encircle our hearts and our lives in the Word of God, he definitely will make us succeed and to be prosperous. And so, but prosperity, I did a little word study on that this morning, and it's more than money. It's more than material things. I got to thinking, I want to be prosperous and fruitful. Fruitful is kind of the synonym. But fruitful in my business, fruitful in my relationship with God. What you put in is what you'll get out. And so I want to be have abundance is another synonym when I was looking up synonyms for it. I want to have abundance in my relationships and for my children, and abundance in my business. And so, like you had said earlier, Sometimes when you're giving all to the Lord, you know, you don't always get everything that you want, but God will give you what you need. And that's my goal. That's my goal. I know you're going to ask me what my goal is for 2025, but it really all kind of blends together. I want to be more. I want to be abundant. I want to be prosperous in all the things in my journey for the Lord. There's this another scripture that I was looking up this morning, and I can't think of it, but it's not about widening your borders, but I think that's what it is. It's making your area bigger. And that was, I can't think of how that goes right now, but I just want to have more and be more abundant in my relationship with the Lord going forward. Whatever you can do unto the Lord. And I just want to do that more in 2025 in prosperity and success.
That is so good. When you and I were talking the other morning before we left to start our day, you shared that scripture with me, and I told you that is good. I think I want to make that my scripture.
Yes, it's the word of God. It's for all. Yes.
Because when it talks about success and abundance, there's more to those two words than financial money. Right. In a recent interview with Paul Jameson, I asked him, how do you define success? And he said he defines success by contentment. Meaning, if you can find contentment, you don't have to make $1 million a year.
Right.
You don't have to have the greatest and the most popular and the most expensive items in your life. Right. If you're content, then you are successful.
Right.
And I want to make a good living. I want to make a lot of money.
Provide, yes.
I want to be able to provide for my family and help support my family. But more than that, I want to live in that contentment and just be happy,
yes,
with the things that we have. And we've come a long way in almost 36 years of marriage. I can remember when there were nights we were wondering what we were going to have for supper.
Yeah.
Or where the money was going to come from to pay the utility bills.
Mm-hmm.
And God has blessed us. God has abundantly poured out upon us.
Yes.
And I'm so thankful for what God has done in my life, in your life, and in our lives together.
Mm. If I found this scripture. I'm sorry.
If it had not been for the Lord,
right,
who was on our side, where would we be? Go ahead and share your scripture with us.
And so as I was seeking and studying the scripture, a parallel scripture, that's what it went. I couldn't think it up, so I looked it up. And it says, 1 Chronicles 4:10 says, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge,
yes,
my territory. And my territory might be different than your territory. You know, if I'm here today, tomorrow I want to be an inch more. And that is in my relationship and all the good things that God has for me. It says, let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. So there's a song that we used to sing, Enlarge My Territory. And that's kind of along the lines of my goals and to be prosperous and successful in 2025.
The prayer of Jabez.
Yep, that's what it is.
He said, enlarge my territory, increase me.
Yeah.
And that's what I want. And I know that's what you want.
Yes.
For our personal lives and for our family. Yes. But finding success and finding that place of prosperity is predicated on if we keep the word of the book on our lips. If we meditate,
yes,
in that word day,
right,
and night.
Yep.
And another scripture says we need to hide that word in our hearts that we might not sin against, yes, him. If we do those things, then we find success and God will prosper us.
Right.
So in 2025, if you had to say, this is my one goal for the year, what would that goal be?
I think just to, I think be more, just to do more to, in the spiritual realm, to continue to be successful and to be prosperous, kind of what I've already stated. But if we go the physical, I am working on this Thursday. I've put the day aside. I'm going to be working on some systems. I already have a pretty good system going with my creation of my Teachers Pay Teachers products. But now that I've gone past just making the products and I've stepped into the podcast world and I have an Instagram now and Facebook and YouTube and all of those things that are linked to my business, I'm finding it a little bit difficult to keep up with all the things. And so I just, having a good system in place is the next step for me. I got my calendar, and I think Thursday I'm going to be doing some other things. But one of the things that I'm really going to tackle is a system so that I am completing all the tasks needed to have that prosperous and successful year. I think it's so important. And if listeners haven't checked into systems for their business and checklist to make sure that everything is completed before they upload, or everything is completed before they create anything that you're creating, as there's so many people creating so many wonderful things out there, you have to have systems in place and in all areas that you're doing. And so that is one big thing that I am wanting to complete, is my systems. That's immediate. My long-term 2025 goal is I would like to create a course. And so that is just in the brainstorming phase. I'm just thinking about it. I got to check out some resources for that and enlarge my territory, God. I'm here for it.
Well, your word is prosperous.
Yep.
My word is intentional. And we share the same scripture for 2025.
Yeah.
I want to ask and encourage my listeners, if you don't have a word or a scripture to guide you into 2025, take a little time to think about what word can encourage me and inspire me throughout the whole year. What can be my go-to scripture when I'm feeling discouraged? Because let's be honest, it's not always easy. The sun doesn't always shine. You know, there are storm clouds that roll in our lives, and unexpected things happen to us. The Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. And in the book of Andy, I say, good things happen to bad people, and bad things happen to good people.
Yeah.
That's just life. But I want to encourage you to find that scripture that you can lean on, that you can go back to, that you can pray, that you can think about when you're going through those struggles and when you're going through those times of maybe sickness or when the finances aren't up to par and there's struggle in your life. You can think, God, you gave me this scripture.
Right.
Or you gave me this word to help me get through these times. Mm. So now I look to you for that help, that strength, that encouragement. And I want to encourage my listeners to do that.
Yeah, they can even use this word that we have. The word of God is for everyone. And if they want to use this word, and my scripture, the 2 years before I had the same scripture, and it is Psalms 32:8. And I just want to put that one out there too, because that's another really, really good one. Psalms 32:8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. And that one was so good for me that when it was in 2022 and then it went 2023, and then when 2024 rolled around, I thought, I cannot get a different scripture. That's still my scripture. And so I encourage you, you can use either one of these or pray that God sends you one. It will drop in your lap if you pray about it. It will just come.
I want to do something a little different. I don't know that I've ever done this on a podcast, but I want to just say a little short prayer for us and for my customers, my followers, and anyone that might be listening to this show today. Lord, I just come to you today. I pray, God, for those that are listening, that you would give them a word that would guide them through times of struggle and difficulties or sickness. When they get that bad diagnosis from the doctor, I pray, God, that you would be with them. Let them lean on that word to find strength. Give them a scripture, Lord, that would help them and strengthen them and bless them. It's a brand new year, God, and we look to you for our help, our strength, our encouragement. When our heart is overwhelmed, lead us to the rock that is higher than I. And I pray these things in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining the show today. I appreciate you. Tell our followers where they can follow you, where they can listen to you. Tell us about your social media, your podcast, and conclude with telling us about your TPT.
Sure. So I do a podcast. It's called The Education Connection, and it's called that because I'm wanting to link together all educational settings, homeschool, private school, public school, and link that together. And that is The Education Connection with Robin Wilson. And you can find that on your favorite podcast platform, such as Apple or Spotify. You can also find me on Instagram, First Grade Love First. So you can find me there. And I do try to post 2 to 3 times a week in that. My Teachers Pay Teacher store is Robin Wilson First Grade Love. It's because I love teaching first grade so much. So Robin Wilson First Grade Love. And I do have over 600 products in there. A lot of them are free. So you can browse through that and just get you some freebies if you need those for your classroom, your public school. I do have Christian education as well in there for you if that is what you need. Of course, Robin Wilson, I have First Grade Love with Facebook as well. And then you can find me, Robin Wilson, on Facebook as well.
And you can follow Professional Lawn Maintenance on all social media platforms. Also, I have started a Facebook page. It's called the Green Industry Prayer Group. It's a safe place where you can go leave a prayer request, share a word of encouragement, or give us a victory report. if making a public post about a prayer need is something that is intimidating for you, you can always email thegreenindustry.prayer@gmail.com, and we will certainly take your prayer need to the Lord and trust and believe that He will hear and He will answer prayer. So let me play a word from my sponsor, and we will be back in just a minute.
Want to grow your business and get more customers fast? Then it's time to talk about pay-per-click advertising from Green Frog Web Design. With PPC, your business can appear right at the top of the search results, putting you in front of the customers who are already looking for your services. Whether it's landscaping, home improvement, or retail, Green Frog's expert team will create targeted, high-performing ad campaigns that deliver real results. No wasting money, no guessing games, just more leads and more sales. And the best part, Green Frog handles everything for you, from keyword research to ad design to optimization, so you can focus on what you do best, running your business. If you're ready to leap ahead of your competition, visit greenfrogwebdesign.com today or just click the link in the bio. Start driving traffic, generating leads, and growing your business like never before.
I hope you crush 2025. I hope it's the best year you've ever had. I claim that. I declare that.
Yes.
For you and for me, for my wife and our family. I hope you have nothing but success. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I want you to succeed. I appreciate you listening to The Lon Hustle. Until we talk again, God is good all the time.
Happy